Pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Mishmartem es v'kosai v'es mishpatay ashiyasa osam ha'odam v'chay v'hem ani Hashem." We all know that the Gemara in Yuma has a famous comment that from the words v'chay v'hem we learn that the Kuach Nefesh is zocha kol haTorah kula. That there's an obligation even to be mechal Shabbos to save a Jewish life. But the Chiddush HaArim points out that there's another idea that's alluded to in this phrase v'chay v'hem. People draw their excitement in life. They draw their chiyus from different things. For some people, it's a good steak. For others, it's an exotic vacation. And that's what they live for. Comes the pasuk and says, "Ushmartem es chukosai v'es mishpatai v'chai b'hem." The pasuk is advising us to draw our chiyus in the chukim and the mishpatim of the Torah, in the mitzvahs haTorah, in experiences of Kedusha. That's where we should draw inspiration from. That's where we should find our chiyus. The pasuk says at the beginning of Parshas Tazria, "Ishaki Tazria v'yolda zocha v'toma shivas yamim," that if a woman gives birth, she becomes Tumeya. At first glance, the concept of Tumas Leida seems puzzling. A woman gives birth to a baby, she brings a new life into the world, and she becomes Tumeya. We commonly associate Tumah with death. Giving birth is the exact opposite. Why should bringing a new life into the world make a woman Tumeya? Some of the Mefarshim explain that a woman becomes Tumeya when she gives birth because Tumah comes from the absence of life. When a woman gives birth, she expels a living human being from inside her, a source of chiyus, a source of life, and that's why she becomes Tumeya. But if that's the case, then why doesn't a non-Jewish lady who gives birth become Tumeya as well? She's also expelling a living human being from her body. So she should become Tumeya as well. The answer is that only someone with a connection to Kedusha is considered alive for this halach. A Jewish baby has the potential for Kedusha. It has the potential to grow in Ruchnius. It has the potential to be a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And that's why when its mother gives birth and she loses the source of Chiyus, she loses this potential for Kedusha, she loses this incredible vitality, she becomes Tumeya. There are many people walking around outside, but some of them aren't living. Their bodies are functioning just fine, but they're not really alive. The pasuk says, "Ve'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom." Says the Torah, real chiyus comes when a person feels a closeness to the Shechina, when a person feels a dveikus b'Hashem. There are so many people in the world who are searching, they're looking. They're looking for happiness, they're searching for meaning, they're looking for fulfillment and for satisfaction. They want to live life to the fullest, but what does life mean for them? What does Chayim mean? We say in the Shemona Esrei during Aseres Me'etshuva, "Zachreinu l'chayim melech chofetz b'chayim." What kind of Chayim are we asking for? Comes the Torah and says to us, you want to know how to live? You want to know what to invest in? What should you put your energies into? You want to know what Chayim really means? Don't look for the answer to your question in Maisa Eretz Mitzrayim or in Maisa Eretz Canaan. Don't look for the answer in the pleasures of this world, because they're fleeting. They're not substantive. They won't give you enduring happiness. Live a life of Torah and Mitzvahs with a passion, with an excitement, with a bren. Put Kedusha into your life. There's nothing that will make you feel more fulfilled in this world than such a life. We're coming to the end of a wonderful Zman, a wonderful year together. Baruch Hashem, we've learned Masech the Sukkah Be'iyun, the halachas of building a Sukkah and sitting in a Sukkah and Dalad Minim, so many beautiful Sukkis. And we've also grown this year in our Midos, in our Tefillah, in our Chesed. Baruch Hashem, it's been a successful year, it's been a wonderful year. Some of us are going to be graduating and moving on. Others are going to be involved in different activities over the summer. The Torah in this week's parasha gives us a critical message that we should carry with us. We should never forget that what's really important in life is Torah mitzvahs. That's what we should invest in. That's what we should draw our chiyus from. If we keep this in mind, then hopefully we'll be able to continue to accomplish and to grow no matter where life takes us. Zocha b'siyata d'shmaya to achieve our full potential as B'nai Torah. Good chance.